And we're managed by the Forest Service. I mean, you know, she probably told you all the technical stuff, but we have to leave a certain amount of stubble height, you know, and try to. I mean, we're still not completely familiar with exactly how much it looks like. The other day we went out there, you know, with Ben and that, and kind of, and I was out with you guys one other time, you know, watched you guys do it. So you're getting to kind of figure it out. But, you know, we're kind of bound by certain restrictions. I guess people need to know, too, that we're just not out here just raping the forest, you know, and that's the thing that just drives me nuts, is that even on our own private ground, that people honestly think that we're just destroying the ground. It's like, I want it to be there for her and her brother and for their kids, if at all possible, if they want to do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's been there for two or three generations before me, and we're trying to make it better. And there's certain things, there was times when things got a little out of hand, you know, back in the 50s and the grazing, you know, people didn't care, you know, but we all want it to be better. I want this place, I want this forest to look good, because I'm going to come back next year and I want these cattle to look just as fat as these do and happy. They're laying there chewing their cud. They're happy as hell. You know, so I got to have enough feed to come back to, and I want it to grow, and I want it to be just as good as it was every spring as it was the last spring.